The epistle for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5. Dearly beloved, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 15. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eat it with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders, rejoicing, and coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman having 10 groats, if she shall lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she had found it, called together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I have lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Please be seated. We are willing to give in proportion as we love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is said that the more that we know about something, the more that we can love it. And then I would say, then the more that we love something, the more willing we are to give or to sacrifice toward that. And so in this month dedicated to the Sacred Heart, I think it's good for us just to look at the love of the Sacred Heart for all of us. The love that he has, the desire that he has for our souls. And obviously you can parallel it with a family. The sacrifices that a family makes, spouses for each other. Obviously for parents for their children, and then even in a sense children for their parents. Especially as they continue to get older. And so that is something that we see, that understanding, that idea of how much that the Sacred Heart does love us. The depictions that we see a lot of times of the Sacred Heart, usually a lot of times the Sacred Heart is holding out his hand, holding out his heart in his hands as a means to show to us of how much that he does love us, of how much that he is willing to sacrifice for us. And so it's important for us just to try to consider that during this month of June. You see kind of a parallel with that in the Gospel account. In the Gospel, it talks about the one lost sheep that goes away. That one lost sheep, yes, the shepherd will go after. And that is what our Lord is trying to explain to the Pharisees and the scribes. That if there is one lost sheep, that our Lord will go after that one. Even leaving all the 99, and then rejoicing over the fact of finding that one again. And that's why it's interesting to also to see and to see what our Lord uses as an example too. Of how he says that heaven will rejoice over the fact of one that does penance, even more so than 99 just that need not to do any penance at all. So truly we understand with the good shepherd, the one that goes after the sheep, that is also symbolic of the Sacred Heart, the love that he has for us, his willingness to go after and to seek after the souls. And so that's something that we have to try to concentrate during this month of June. the love of the Sacred Heart, the desire that he has to bring us to the fold. I mean, these are things that we must try to consider, because obviously the Sacred Heart will also expect things out of us. You know, what does our Lord want from us? I mean, obviously our Lord wants reparation. He wants our love. And he wants our confidence in that. And that's why I would say it's very important for us to try to consider, one, in this month of the Sacred Heart, do we have that devotion to the Sacred Heart? I mean, last month, obviously, we had the chance to look at the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary because it was dedicated to her. We follow that up with dedication to the Sacred Heart. I mean, do we have that true devotion? One, have we considered making the first Fridays? You know, nine months trying to do the first Fridays, making reparation to the Sacred Heart in a spirit of reparation. You know, have we taken that time to make that? You know, the first Fridays, the first Saturdays are very important for us. I mean, when you think about the 12 promises that the Sacred Heart gave to St. Margaret Mary, when he explained to her the devotion that he wanted with the Sacred Heart, I mean, those 12 promises are something that are very important for us to read through, to see what is offered to us. And going along with the whole idea of the first Fridays, is the enthronement to the Sacred Heart, again, something for your families to consider. Have you enthroned your family to the Sacred Heart? Do you truly see that our Lord is the King of your family, of the world? Again, there's many things you can read on the enthronement. Especially if you haven't done it, I would encourage you to at least to read upon it. If you have done it, then I encourage you to live faithfully to it. But there is a life that must be led with those that make the enthronement. It's not just having the ceremony, having the priest over, and then having the image there. It is truly recognizing that our Lord is King, especially King of our household. And so that's where you have to understand what is the idea behind the devotion to the Sacred Heart, the idea of the reparation that is needed to make to the Sacred Heart. I think it's very fitting that the last few years they have put the ordinations to the priesthood on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Because obviously a priest is meant to be another Christ, an alter Christus. So his heart should be like that heart. And so that's where the understanding within trying to do to show that symbolism behind them, the priest. But as I say, that devotion that we have to the Sacred Heart, how necessary it is for us in our modern times with the idea of reparation. Reparation in the confidence that we must show. And so that's where I say, not only in trying to do the first Fridays, but then from that, the whole idea of the enthronement to the Sacred Heart. These are things that your families must try to consider. And then also a final way that we can also show this devotion to the Sacred Heart is the adoration to the Blessed Sacrament. So whether it is benediction that we have, holy hours, or the adoration that we make, all-day adoration. I mean, these are chances that we have to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. It is time to ask for the graces for our families. It is a time to ask for our soul to be more united to our Lord, to take advantage of this time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I mean, truly, that's where our Lord asks the question, can you not spend 1 hour with me? Obviously, he was asking of his apostles, because they were unable to. They could not watch the 1 hour. Of how maybe the spirit is truly willing, but the flesh is weak. When we have the opportunity for benediction or holy hours or the days of adoration, do you spend that time in front of our Lord? Or are we too busy for that time? I mean, that's where then we reflect and we look and to see, do we have a true confidence in the Sacred Heart? Do we have a confidence in God? A lot of times that lack of confidence comes because we have not spent the time praying for it. We haven't tried to do the first Fridays. We haven't tried to spend the time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And so, yes, we will have a lack of confidence in God, a lack of trust in Him. So when we look at it and trying to see what is God asking from us, what is our Lord asking from us, it is a spirit of reparation, truly. As I say in this modern time, something that is lacking, something for us to try to fill in the gap for that. Because you see how much the world presents itself to souls of taking care of yourself, fulfilling whatever you want, whenever you want, instant gratification. So there's definitely a lack of reparation that is made in our modern world. And so for us, it is necessary that we make it. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the more that we know something, the more that we love something, the more that we're willing to sacrifice for something. And so therefore, for us, it's a perfect opportunity to show that love to our Lord by the willingness to sacrifice, to make reparation. Because I mentioned that is the second thing that is asked from our Lord. He asks us for our love. And so how do we show that? By a spirit of reparation, by making the first Fridays, by making our family understand the importance of the enthronement to the Sacred Heart, that it's a lifestyle to live. And so it's important for us to understand that. As I say, with the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, sometimes on Thursdays there's small numbers. Even with the adoration that we have for the whole day, sometimes it's difficult to fulfill the time slots. And then again, that's where our Lord can say, can you not watch 1 hour with me? Are you too busy in your day for that? And granted, some live further out, understandable. Well, Father Mateo, the one who was so famous for promoting the enthronements to the Sacred Heart, he came with the idea of like the nightly hour that you can spend, or the adoration at home, of being able to make an hour at home. Okay, say you live further away from a church. You can still make that adoration at home. I mean, truly, how many of our families are good families that are reliant upon the prayers of their parents, of their family, that you find that a lot of the families do make these nightly adorations, this adoration at home. And that's where you can see why some families, yes, the family stays together in terms of the faith. Because of those sacrifices made by parents, getting up in the middle of the night to pray for their children. Because sometimes we can ask the question, okay, why do some stay in the faith and some don't? Do you pray for it? Have you done the enthronement of your family? I mean, that's where we try to see and understand the importance in the devotion, whether it's to the Immaculate Heart, whether it's to the Sacred Heart. I mean, these are necessary for us. And so that's where it gives us the opportunity. Yes, our Lord is asking from us reparation, love, and confidence. They will stem from how much are we willing to give to God. How much are we willing to give? It's in proportion to how much we love and how much we're willing to sacrifice. As I say, for you families, it's very easy to see that in your own families. You sacrifice for your children, you sacrifice for your spouses. Well, because you love them. And so it's the same idea that we see with Almighty God sending His only begotten Son. It is because He loved the world. The famous quote from John 3:16. So many people quote that, but do they really truly understand it? Yes, God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. No greater love than this, that a man give up his life for his friends. I mean, that is a true illustration of love. Sacrificial love. And so that's the love that we must have for Almighty God, that we are willing to sacrifice. And so I will leave you with two of the promises of the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary. I think the two that can sum up the willingness and the mercy of our Lord. As I say, just thinking about the depictions of the Sacred Heart, of Him holding out His heart and His hands. The first is, I will give them all the graces necessary for their state and life. So God will give us the necessary graces we need to save our soul. And so this is obviously stemming from a devotion to the Sacred Heart. These are the promises that the Sacred Heart made to St. Margaret Mary. So that is the first of the promises, that we will gain the graces necessary to help us to save our soul. And then a second promise, He said, I promise thee in the excessive mercy of my heart that those that make the 9 consecutive months, the first Fridays, I will give to them the grace of final penitence, so being sorry for their sins at the end of their life, and not to die in my displeasure, nor without the sacraments, and that my divine heart shall be their safe refuge at their last moment. So to say, I think that sums up very well the love that the Sacred Heart has for us, that He will be our refuge at the end of our life, that He will not leave us without what we need, the sacraments, sorrow for our sins. Again, that is a true illustration of the love of the Sacred Heart. I mean, how can we tell that someone loves us? How much they're willing to sacrifice for us? How much they're willing to do for us? And so that is what is necessary for us to understand in this month. So let's pray for the graces to have a true devotion to the Sacred Heart. And let us consider if we have not done the first Fridays, or if we have not done the enthronement to the Sacred Heart, or we haven't come to the benedictions, the adorations, when they're offered. Let us now consider what we need to do to show our love to the Sacred Heart. He has shown it to us. And so now it needs to be reciprocal. We need to show it back to our Lord's most sacred heart. And so I'll leave you with words of consolation from the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary. Fear nothing, I will reign in spite of my enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.